Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good is it to be near God? I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, thank you that you are our firm foundation, God. Lord, that we have built our homes, Lord, upon solid rock, God. Lord, that you are not like the shifting sand, Lord. That your heart isn't fickle, God. Lord, that you are faithful and you are steady, Jesus. Lord, that you keep us in the palm of your hands, God. That you keep us close to your bosom, God. What are we mere humans that you might think of us? What are we mere mortals that you might love us, God? Lord, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, and we love your word. We love your name, God. We love to glorify you. We love to praise you, Jesus. Lord, keep us upright, God. Keep us walking in righteousness, Jesus, so that we may seek you, God, so that we may see your face, God. Lord, help us stay on the narrow path, Jesus. Lord, we want to live for you, God. Lord, we lay down our lives for you, God, just as you did for us. There is no greater love than your love, God. There is no one greater than you, God. Lord, thank you for inviting us into this communion with you, God. Lord, this holy covenant, God. Lord, that we are your bride. We love you, Jesus. Lord, today we renew our vows with you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Jesus, we love you. for Christ who lives in me. Nothing else matters no longer. All for Christ who lives in me.
Take me over, Jesus. Water So my heart longs for you.
Yes,
Jesus. Water.
Heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The 5 who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, they were roused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him." All the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the 5 foolish ones asked the others, "Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves." But then, while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other 5 bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, "Lord, Lord, open the door to us." But he called back, "Believe me, I don't know you." So you too must keep watch, for you do not know the day or hour of my return.
Just to know you, Jesus. Cheers. deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name.
Seat of honor. Oh.
Jesus.
Anything that I could give, oh God,
We've come and we're waiting. We just want to see your face. We just want to see your face. We just want to see your face. Yahweh, where are you? We just want to see your face. We just want to see your face. We just want to see your face, Yahweh.
Open the eyes and
I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, standing in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, oh,
as we meditate on the Pentecostal week. Lord, this morning, this afternoon, whatever time it is, we prostrate our hearts with this request that you would open the eyes of our hearts by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Father, you would renew your spirit in us. Lord, we don't have to wait like the disciples waited. No more waiting, Lord. Father, this time right now, we come to acknowledge again, we have nothing without a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. We strive without the Spirit, there's human type of result without the Spirit. Lord, without the Holy Spirit, we have nothing. As we sing, Lord, as we pray, that you'd open the eyes of our understanding. You'd open the eyes of our hearts. I was reminded of the story in Acts as we pray this. In Acts chapter 9, Saul encountered the Lord. And in verse 10, it says, there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling him. Ananias, yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to the straight street, to the house of Judas, where, when you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. Lord, in the context of this passage, Saul was in darkness. He encountered you. But yet somehow, his eyes, his physical eyes that got covered, his blindness, his physical blindness, was an expression of the deep spiritual darkness he was in. The physical blindness was an expression of his spiritual blindness. Lord, he was blind for 3 days. There are people in the church, they've been going to church for all their lives and yet have to see you, Lord. Father, there are preachers, people who grew up hearing the word, but yet buried in their spiritual blindness. When I read this portion of scripture, I realized what happened to Saul, him being knocked off his horse. And then there was a physical blindness that happened. Then, of course, the next of the verses goes on. And Ananias went on in verse 15. It says, Lord, but you know, you know, this guy, he had a mandate, but you said, I have chosen him. So verse 17 says, Ananias went and found Saul. He said, he lay hand on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, whom appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might gain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, this afternoon, right now, Lord God, we pray, we say, stretch out your hands. Open our sight. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, Lord. Father, I pray that you'd forgive us for the many times we are so church-minded. We are so focused on a movement in our church. And we're missing what you're doing in our community. We're missing what you're doing in the world. Holy Spirit, if Jesus was so desperate for you while he was on earth, how much more we need you? We need you, Father. Lord, we create this time just to marinate our spirit and our soul and our body in your presence. You know, guys, they were praying it earlier. We don't want the smoke. We want the fire. We don't want religion. Lord, we want the encounter. For we know with the encounter, we have everything. We know with the encounter, we don't remain the same. We know with the encounter, we have power to be your witness. Not in a bunch of talk, but just in the way we live our lives. Father, today we humble ourselves before you. We declare your holiness. We ask, Father, that you would burn us, burn our hearts. As we pray and soak in worship, let our life, we know it, God, it's more than a song. Let us not lift our souls to another. Sometimes we even worship our own abilities. Lord, we pray like Paul. He's like, I count it all garbage to acknowledge you. I count it all trash to gain Christ, to gain your presence, Lord. Father, I thank you for the remnant. I thank you for the generation that you're bringing up. And I thank you that you're doing it here, not only in this church, but in many other churches in our community. We want you, Lord. We need you, Lord. The preachers need you. The pastors need you. Church leaders need you. The worship leaders, they need you. Oh, we need you, Lord God. We need your presence more than ever. So, Father, as we soak, we draw to you, for you've already so willing to draw near us. And today we draw near you. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Set that fire. Set that flame. Let it burn. Oh, yes, Lord, let it burn. Let it burn. Oh yes, Lord, let it burn. We knew your presence in us. Just we knew it. Just fall fresh on us. The Holy Spirit. The fire of God, let it burn, let it purify. Set that fire. Burn our hearts. For the things that burn our heart, your heart. Break our hearts for the things that breaks your heart, God. Search me, Lord. You know me. You know, he says in John 15, it says, when the Spirit of truth, the Advocate, the Paracletos comes, he will reveal all the truth to us, takes what belongs to the Father and reveal it to us. Lord, I pray that you would reveal by the power of the Holy Spirit, the things of Father. Filled with the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. Be filled. Be filled with the presence of God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, in you we find joy, in you we find peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Yes, Father, we're literally intentionally asking you that you'd show us your face. Yes, yes, Lord, so we could die to ourselves when we encounter you. Ricardo dies. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. You are good. You are awesome. Let's just take a couple more minutes. You know, it's like, of course, our time is kind of done, but yeah, just take a couple more minutes telling him how much you love him.
You're good.
Lord, you're so good to us, Lord. You deserve all the praise, Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
Yeah, we love you, Father.
We love you, Jesus.
We don't seek your hands, we seek your face. But when we encounter your face, we also get to experience your hands. And we thank you for that. Oh, I thank you for that, Lord. You're amazing, Lord. You're amazing, Lord. Thank you for open heaven.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for each person, if each son and daughters here in this place. As we take time, this is such an awkward time in the middle of the day to just take 1 hour to shut everything else, to be intentional. Lord, I pray as we do that, as those of us who came here and be here, Lord, I ask, Father, that you'd double their blessings. And I'm talking about double of favor, double of grace, double of anointing, double of wisdom, double of peace. Yes, that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for making our path straight, Lord. Thank you that we can trust you, man. I just this week again, I'm thinking, wow, the Holy Spirit, how much important the Holy Spirit is in our lives. Man, I'm like, yes, Lord, thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings me life. Oh, he heals my diseases. He heals my wounds. He heals my past. He heals my heart. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you'd bless Ryan and his friends who took time to just substitute today once a month to do this, Lord. God, continue to give them your favor as they continue to be intentional in seeking you and setting you first in their lives. Lord, I pray that you would make them fearless. You would let their walk talk louder than their talk. As young people, this young generation, looking for signs and wonders, Lord, I pray that these young people, as they walk the street, their school, their jobs, Holy Spirit, I pray that the simplicity of the gospel, the compassion, your compassion over their lives, the way they interact with people would show It is God's love that leads our hearts to repentance. You are so good, God. We love you. In Jesus' name.